G'day, welcome to Partakers and our series, Looking at Ruth.
So there's the wow factor, the witness factor, the wholeness factor, and then finally, the worship factor. Finally, Ruth's obedience was also worship. How is this so? The result of Ruth's obedience was Obed, the child fathered by Boaz, as kinsman redeemer, the one who would inherit the family land and name in place of Naomi's dead husband and sons. Obed in Hebrew means worship. And is not obedience really the outward action that derives from the inner response of faith, love, and trust practiced in regard to individuals and God? Jesus in John 14 verse 15 said, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." Ruth's acts of obedience throughout this her story are also practical acts of worship of the God she had made her own by faith. So Ruth's obedience has four factors to it: the wow factor, the witness factor, the wholeness factor, and finally, as we have seen, it also had a worship factor. And how do we conclude? In the light of this, we must evaluate our obedience towards those in positions of authority over us. Is it freely offered? Is it like Ruth's and to the maximum possible? Or is it like Orpah and minimized? If we're afraid to yield in obedience to another person, we can draw comfort and confidence from the Lord himself, knowing that he can be fully trusted in all things to work for the good of those who love him, who are being called according to his purpose. And realizing that it is God who controls every aspect of our lives, are we not safe in his hands, in the hands of those whom by the sovereign will we are directed to obey? But let's be honest here. Some people are easier to obey than others, either because of their personality or our own personality. We are not always free to choose whom and when we are to obey. Perhaps the situation is difficult, one in which submission is demanded when trust is not yet established. Instead of dwelling on the shortcomings of the people in authority, we should submit to God's perfect love, faithfulness, and trust. And we should remember that Jesus did not hold himself above obedience, but gave his life as a symbol of obedience to God the Father. As Jesus did, as Ruth did, let us ask God to work in us, changing our weak attempts at obedience into acts of divine worship. We find delight in serving the Lord instead of indulging in resentment over sinful leaders. The result will be inner freedom and release from bitterness, and also a powerful story to those in authority and to onlookers as well. Just as Ruth's obedience towards Naomi moved Boaz and all Bethlehem, the Holy Spirit will enable us to move others as well. And while we obey others, we can joyfully remember that it is God alone who is worthy of complete obedience. When our confidence in him is reflected in our submission to others, we become living stones, or living stories, to our trust in God's perfect plan. And if we follow the example of Ruth, perhaps someone will notice our stories and find the witness, the wholeness, the wow and the worship in our lives of obedience, and praise God because of us, or indeed return and come to God because of us. And remember this from 1 Samuel 15 verse 22. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. So go from here and be obedient to our awesome and holy God. Through obedience to him as revealed in Scripture, you'll be growing and changing into the very likeness of Jesus Christ, whom you follow. Through obedience, you'll be able to endure and be persistent in your Christian lifestyle and evangelism. So much so that people will ask you for the reason, for the hope that you have and portray. Let your obedience to God have a wow factor. Let it have a witness factor. Let it have a wholeness factor. And then finally, let your obedience to God be in acts of worship.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where we have something to help you as a Christian in the 21st century. See you later.